WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A month and a half shutdown on the Red Line starts today.
Brooklyn and Rhode Island Avenue stations are closed and will be for 45 days, but don't call it SafeTrack.
SafeTrack addressed the most critical needs of the system, but this is a system that is more than 40 years old, and we have a robust preventive maintenance program that we have undertaken, in addition to major capital projects that will continue for several years.
Metro spokesperson Sherry Lee, shuttle buses will be available between the affected stations, but officials are urging riders to transfer to the green or yellow line between Fort Totten and Gallery Place instead. Wynn Delano on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some troubling information coming from a survivor of a duck boat accident on a lake in Missouri Thursday. Tia Coleman says the captain told the people on the boat not to put on life jackets.
I thought that at some point he would say, grab the jackets now. Yeah. But we were told to stay seated. When that boat is found, all those life jackets are going to be on there because nobody pulled one off.
17 people died when the boat capsized and sank. 9 were members of the same family. Another prison sentence for a former elementary school basketball coach and substitute teacher who admitted to secretly recording kids during field trips and blackmailing them for pictures. Yesterday, 35-year-old Christopher Spates of Capitol Heights was sentenced in Prince George's County Court to another 30 years in prison for creating child porn and sexually abusing kids. That sentence will be served concurrently with a 35-year federal sentence on similar charges. Prince George's County prosecutors say Spates preyed on single-parent families to get access to his victims. A gun control rally organized by local students is happening in Annapolis today. Jackson O'Mara is a rising senior at Great Mills High School, where a student shot his girlfriend to death earlier this year.
I have been working with students from around the state to organize this rally to promote voting for gun sense candidates and candidates that will support our students, as well as getting people registered to vote. That's our two main goals of our rally.
Capital Gazette shooting survivor Celine Sanfelice will speak at the rally. It starts at 1 p.m. And shooting survivors will also be speaking at a benefit concert that honors the victims of that shooting. That will happen July 28th. Good Charlotte's headlining the concert titled Annapolis Rising, a benefit for the Capital Gazette and Free Press and first responders. Tickets are now on sale for that concert. Efforts to get rid of a massive Confederate flag along I-64 in Virginia pay off. This week, the Louisa County Board of Zoning Appeals denied a petition to leave the flag in place, according to WCAV-TV. The board said the flagpole was taller than the 60-foot maximum allowable height for buildings and structures. In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves 8-5. The second game in that series is tonight. The Jays beat the Orioles 8-7. That series continues tonight. Traffic and weather on WMAL.
In some areas, it's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Or you could listen to WMAL for your chance to win $1,000.
Oh, wow.
It's 4K a day. Listen weekdays at 9.05 a.m. and 12.05, 3.05, and 6.05 p.m. Hear the keyword and text it to 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For rules and info, check out WMAL.com. Remember, don't text and drive. It's 4K a day on WMAL.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com can start for free today. View photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. Start for free today at Match.com. That's Match.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Delays this morning on the Beltway, Alaloop, right at Connecticut. It's a right lane taken out with a work zone. Construction crews are out this morning. Getting a report, we've got some fire activity on M Street Northwest, affecting traffic here in the district both directions between 12th and 13th. All of the lanes blocked. That's a crash in the clearing stages northbound on US 15 right around Hayward. The left lane is getting by the crash. All the right lanes are completely blocked with emergency vehicles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain. It could be heavy at times, a high near 75. Tonight, more rain, a low around 64. Right now, 74 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there could be cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, July 25th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update, 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He is the man that knows all the players in the news this week. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking about Maria Butina,
the
spy who lunched with you. But first off, obviously, President Trump meets Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. The media goes into a frenzy. I guess your initial thoughts as you look back on the week, and then if you could put it in a perspective with the past outreach of American presidents to Russian leaders.
It really is no different from Dwight Eisenhower welcoming Nikita Khrushchev to the United States in 1959, Lyndon Johnson meeting with Russian Premier Alexei Kosygin in Glassboro, New Jersey in 1967, or a string of meetings between Ronald Reagan and the new young Russian leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, in the penultimate year of Reagan's term, beginning with a rather stormy exchange over arms control that was deemed a failure by the media when the two leaders of world powers left Reykjavik without an arms control agreement and later patched things up. And before Mr. Reagan left office, he welcomed Mikhail Gorbachev to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, and the rest is history, as they say. Well, with this president and Vladimir Putin, remember one thing. The United States has had four presidents since Vladimir Putin succeeded Boris Yeltsin in the Clinton era. The fact is that this is a president who's going to be around for a longer time than his American counterparts, and so every president will try something differently. Donald Trump did precisely what predecessors usually do with the man in the Kremlin. He brought out a charm offensive. I might add, in doing that, he disregarded the advice of his Secretary of State and his Director of National Security. But nonetheless, he did not get up, grab the Russians' lapels and say, "Vlad, you interfere in our elections again, the missiles are being launched." Many would like him to do that. That's not what presidents usually do with their counterparts from Russia. But one thing to remember that the press is not pointing out, we have several sanctions against Russia for many things, ranging from the Magnitsky sanctions for the mysterious death of an accountant, Sergei Magnitsky, years ago, who defied the Kremlin, to, more recently, sanctions put on Russia for the invasion and seizure of Crimea, something the whole world was shaken over. None of those sanctions are lifted by Donald Trump. For whatever he said to Vladimir Putin, in private or in person, the sanctions remain on the books, and the United States is on record as opposing the policy of hegemony and deaths of people who are dissenters within Russia. That's not bad to be. I would submit to you, many wanted the president to be more public with this and say something. Did it ever occur to them that this president, the great deal maker, may be using sanctions to achieve results in his own way? Recently, President Trump announced that he was inviting President Putin to come to the United States. The high drama continues, and the last act has yet to be played.
So CNN, MSNBC, and the major news outlets basically went nuts this week. What about the speculation that there could be resignations at key positions of the White House over this?
I hear a lot of speculation about it and a lot of talk, but I hear no solid evidence about it. Who would resign? The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was at his side throughout the trip to Helsinki, the director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, who's just been confirmed after a major fight, or the director of National Intelligence, former Senator Dan Coats, who got blindsided a bit, but who's still a key player and has the ear of Donald Trump. When you get to lower levels, you're talking about holdovers from a previous administration, and it is highly unlikely that anyone on the Trump train is going to jump soon. Let's revisit this in a week and see if I'm right.
Let us turn to Maria Butina.
You are waiting for this.
The accused Russian spy who certainly got to know a lot of people in Washington, and, you know, she wouldn't have really been a player if she hadn't known John Gizzi. They say John Gizzi's got the biggest Rolodex in the city, and obviously Maria Butina is in John Gizzi's Rolodex. So tell us about lunch with Maria Butina at the end of last year.
Yes, I met Maria Butina in the fall of 2016 before the election. Like a lot of other conservatives, I found her fascinating. Here was someone born and raised in Siberia, who formed, at the request of the legendary General Kalashnikov, yes, that's right, the inventor of the AK-47, she formed the Russian version of the NRA, Right to Bear Arms. Now, that's pretty incredible to form a Russian NRA in a country that doesn't permit private ownership of guns of any kind.
How do you do that?
It's pretty impressive. And according to Maria, General Kalashnikov had told her, go on with this endeavor and give Putin hell. She also predicted without hesitation Donald Trump would be elected president when a lot of other people, including this reporter, were not as certain. And she was bright, she was beautiful, great sense of humor, and only a slight accent. Well, it didn't take me long to think this is someone I want to interview at length or perhaps have on Newsmax television. My friend and colleague Philip Crowther from France 24 agreed, and as he put it, Maria Butina is not someone you turn down lunch with. When it comes to being a possible guest, she's a potential star. Well, we listened to her stories at length. We were even more fascinated. But when it came to an offer of an interview, she firmly but politely said, "Nyet." In fact, I went back and had two subsequent meetings with her at different times, and she again said, "Nyet." She was too busy with her studies, she said. "I love you," she would email me, "but I have to get my master's degree first, and then we talk." I would point out to you, and I should have realized it at the time, if her studies occupy so much time, then how does she find the time to go to the Conservative Political Action Conference that's held every year, to the Freedom Fest, which is a major gathering of conservatives in Las Vegas, or to the National Prayer Breakfast, not to mention the inauguration of Donald Trump? All in all, the young lady got around all right, but never with reporters. There are no interviews with her, although she certainly was becoming an increasingly visible fixture at conservative and pro-Second Amendment functions. It turns out that perhaps the old saying of the Cossacks might have been true. An open mouth is an invitation to an open grave. In any event, I was stunned to hear that she was a spy. I felt for a little while the way James Jesus Angleton, former head of special operations in the CIA during the early 50s, felt. He used to have a regular lunch with Kim Philby, a top intelligence operative at the British Embassy, and then discovered a few years later Philby was a communist spy who escaped to the old Soviet Union and spent his last years in Moscow. When you sit down with someone, when you laugh, when you toast one another, it is a bit of a revelation and a thought-provoking experience to find they're not who they say they would. Would I take back the lunch with Maria Butina and decline to try to get her to go on the air with me? Not on your life. She was a fascinating interview, or so it seemed. She's going to be even more fascinated as her trial and the specter of a 15-year prison sentence for conspiracy faces the lady who dazzled so many in Washington.
We're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi in a second. We were talking a few minutes ago about the Michael Cohen tapes. You'll be very interested if you haven't heard who is representing Michael Cohen, D.C. attorney. Interesting dynamic to it. And also the president meddling in the Georgia primary. We'll tell you about that next. But first, over to the traffic center. What's the latest over there, James?
Yeah, Rick, fire department activity on M Street Northwest here in the district. Both directions affected around 12th to 13th. They have all of those lanes blocked through there. They're advising you to stay clear if you can. Still have this crash working on northbound US 15 near Hayward. Got a left lane getting by the crash. Right lane still reportedly taken out. That's construction zone on 395 northbound right around Glebe. It's got a left lane blocked on the southbound 395 lanes. At Glebe, you've got a right lane taken out. That's construction as well. Just hang with it a few extra minutes. Should get you through this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is not pretty. Rain today, high of 73. 100% chance of rain. For tomorrow, afternoon thunderstorms, high of 81. 80% chance of rain. Monday, thunderstorms, high of 80. 90% chance of rain. Tuesday, thunderstorms, high 81 with an 80% chance of rain. And you guessed it, on Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, high of 81. Outside in D.C., 71. We're only heading up to 73, and it's 720 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Story breaking late in the week about Michael Cohen, President Trump's fixer. A secret tape recording supposedly of Donald Trump talking to Michael Cohen about a payout to the Playboy model, Karen McDougal, for the rights to her story. But what I find even more intriguing is that Michael Cohen's attorney is Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis is a former White House special counsel to President Clinton. So in essence, you have President Clinton's team representing Michael Cohen where he could turn on Donald Trump.
Well, this is, as the late Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story.
It's just beginning.
Mm-hmm. Let's get something on the table. Lanny Jesse Davis is a member of the Democratic establishment in Washington and has been for decades. I remember Lanny when he ran for Congress in 1978. He has gone on since, as you say, to be special counsel to President Clinton in President Clinton's second term. He's represented a lot of other people over the years. He's had a very interesting and colorful career.
John, a lot of talk about the effect of what the president's trip to Helsinki will have on the midterm elections and endorsements. But the Georgia gubernatorial runoff is going to be interesting, and Donald Trump is endorsing, and someone is accepting that endorsement.
He certainly is, and more often than not, presidents do not get involved in primaries. George W. Bush did occasionally, as did his father, but it was on behalf of incumbents in most cases. And Barack Obama sometimes would be involved if a candidate had backed him for nomination over Hillary Clinton. That meant you were for Obama from the beginning. Well, in the case of Donald Trump, he has a ledger almost of knowing who was loyal to him and who wasn't. In South Carolina, his last-minute blessing of challenger Katie Arrington helped finish off incumbent Republican Congressman Mark Sanford. In Georgia last week, the president stunned many by endorsing Secretary of State Brian Kemp against Lieutenant Governor Cagle. Both are considered conservative Republicans. Both are hardline against taxes. Both want to get illegal immigrants out of the state and support tough measures against those who are in the country illegally. And both say they're going to work hard as President Trump does. You won't find a critical word about the president. What is the difference between candidates Cagle and Kemp? Lieutenant Governor Cagle began the 2016 presidential election year as a strong supporter of Florida's Jeb Bush for president. Brian Kemp was not for Donald Trump in the primaries. He took no side. Apparently, that's better than being a Bushy, at least in Donald Trump's eyes.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And if you are listening and would like to see a lovely portrait of John and Maria Butina having lunch together, just Google Gizzi on Politics.
Good day, everyone.
It is the Saturday morning update. What's the latest on Metro? There's been talk of a strike. There's talk of track work and things. How does that impact you? We'll find out next. Stay with us.
Listen closely to the following sounds. Do you hear, A, the sound of someone chasing you in a dream? B, the sound of you chasing someone else in a dream? C, the sound of your daughter running to tell you she just got engaged? If you answered C, congratulations! You're the kind of dreamer who uses Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union. Whether it's paying for your daughter's wedding, summer camp, or just managing the expenses of everyday life, Commonwealth One has the one perfect loan with super low financing that fits your needs. Plus, you get free checking, fee-free ATMs, and $100 cash when you get direct deposit. So why choose Commonwealth One? Because we've got the money you dream of. Go to cofcu.org/dream. That's cofcu.org/dream for Commonwealth One's lifestyle loan.
Subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. For loan terms, qualifications, and complete details, visit cofcu.org/dream.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
When you expect more, you get more. Roofingandmoreinc.com.
Roofing and more, what's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
7:26 on the Saturday morning update. Heather Curtis joins us from the newsroom and Metro. There's been talk of a strike looming, and we have some shutdowns at stations and track work, slowdowns, all kinds of stuff. What's going on?
Well, first, Metro management and members of Amalgamated Transit Union have been meeting, and they met twice this week to talk about grievances and the possibility of a strike. Metro workers did authorize a strike last weekend. That doesn't mean it will happen. After the second meeting this week, the union did say that they were making progress in the talks. They didn't say whether they thought a strike would be averted. They've been very tight-lipped about when a strike could happen. They just say that it's been authorized. And now they're going to have another meeting on Monday.
Wow. Well, at least it's not immediate, apparently.
For now. And then there are also some closures, so no strike yet, but if you are taking the Red Line, Brookland and Rhode Island Avenue stations are closed for 45 days starting
Ouch.
Today. Long time, and they say that there's no Red Line service between Fort Totten and Nomagalu-Det. Free shuttle buses are replacing trains, but a Metro spokesperson told us yesterday that shuttle buses can't hold nearly as many people as 8-car trains, so they recommended using the Green Line to get downtown or the Yellow Line, and they said there'll be extra G9 bus service. They're also creating a dedicated bus lane in parts of the city to try to get the buses there faster, because as we all know, a lot of people take Metro train because the Metro buses take a lot longer because they're stuck in traffic.
Right. Well, thank you for the update.
You are very welcome, Rick.
Appreciate it. It is 7:28 now on the Saturday morning update.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
.30 News is next. Then we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. A very interesting tweet he had out. Actually, the president congratulating Tony Schaefer on an article that he wrote. We're going to tell you all about that. It's all about NATO. We'll get the latest on NATO, of course. We'll talk about Helsinki, of course. And what is the latest between Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and the congressional hearings? It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News.
Now. WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. If you were planning on taking the red line today, you may want to reconsider. A 45-day project starts today that has the Brookland and Rhode Island Avenue stations closed so structural repairs can be made. Shuttle buses are replacing trains between Fort Totten and Nomagalu-Det. Metro spokesperson Sherry Lee.
Most people can get around this work area simply by using the green and yellow lines to get to downtown.
There'll also be extra G9 Metro bus service. The president's lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he secretly recorded a phone conversation between himself and President Donald Trump about making payments to ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal. She said she had an affair with the president. The recording is troublesome for the White House, according to correspondent Sarah Westwood.
Not only because President Trump and his team have previously denied that President Trump had knowledge of that deal between McDougal and AMI, but because there are apparently other recordings that Cohen made of his former client, President Trump, that are now in possession of the FBI.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the payment was never made, and the recording shows Mr. Trump did nothing wrong. A white nationalist who participated in the torchlit rally at UVA last summer pleads guilty yesterday to two counts of assault and battery. Christopher Cantwell was accused of using pepper spray against two counter-protesters. The guilty plea allows him to avoid jail time. A man's in critical condition after a fire this morning in an apartment building on M Street Northwest. In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves 8-5. The Jays beat the Orioles 8-7. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Go like a pro this summer in a new GMC truck or SUV from Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt. And right now, the savings are big. Take 20% off MSRP. That's more than other dealers on Sierra SLT pickups and all new GMC Terrain SLEs. That's total savings up to $11,600 off. Get ready to save big this summer on the GMC you've been shopping for at Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt. Exit 23 off the Beltway or online at ecapital.com. Savings on select models. Must finance through GMC Financial.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, a couple of problems to watch for this morning through Virginia on one southbound right before Crane's Corner Road. All of the lanes have opened back up through that stretch, but we did have a water main break earlier, and it's got water everywhere, so that's a little bit of a delay for drivers, but you're moving through there. Southbound on 395 right past King, left lane getting by. That's a work zone that has the right lanes there taken out. 95 southbound around Maryland 212, center of the road block, getting a report of some type of debris in the roadway. We're checking to see exactly what that is, but just watch for it as you approach. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain could be heavy at times, a high near 75. Tonight, rain, a low around 64. Right now, 74 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
As the weather heats up, your roof will feel the pain of the sun. If you haven't prepared, the summer sun can cause the shingles on your roof to get brittle, and brittle shingles crack, allowing for water to infiltrate your roof. Luckily, Long Roofing's all-weather roof protects homeowners from every season, and now you can take advantage of their red-hot summer shingle sale. Now's the time to save money and your degraded shingles. Call 1-844-454-5664 now. That's 1-844-454-LONG, or go to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed didn't sell with the real estate agent who actually took the initial listing. Now, the result of that is, well, it costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. See, this is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 7,000 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 877-926-6131. That's 877-926-6131. 877-926-6131. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Absolutely. Well, you wrote an article at the Daily Caller about the NATO talks that Donald Trump had. The headline on it: President Trump is getting NATO countries to pay their fair share. And I saw the article. Not only did I see it, or a lot of our listeners saw it, and President Trump saw it. And President Trump tweeting, so important, should have been done years ago. So it's kind of cool when the president is responding to your articles, I would think.
Yeah, look, I think he's paying attention, and I wrote the article not for him to actually pay attention to, but I appreciate he did. It's for people to understand what he's actually doing, why he's doing it, and some of the insanity that I see from the other side who go at him for, on one hand, pushing NATO to be a strong alliance, to return to its roots of effectiveness, and on the other hand, calling him a traitor because, you know, he wants to have peace. So it's, I'd like to believe the article was a very strongly worded path forward. I talk about NATO 2.0, which is a concept I've been working on since before he was in office, trying to essentially, if you're going to have a NATO you're asking people to pay more for, why don't you make it a better NATO? This is all in line with his thinking of entrepreneurship and making things and running things effectively. So I appreciate him finding it and tweeting it out.
You know, you narrow it down in the article so that it's abundantly clear what's going on. And you write, last year the U.S. accounted for 51% of the combined GDP among all NATO countries and was responsible for a whopping 71.7% of the defense spending. I mean, that says it all.
Yeah. And it's like, how do people not recognize that it's like way too much for us and not enough for everybody else? And when Angela Merkel pays the Putin, you know, billions of dollars because the Russians supply their energy, you're actually funding the enemy. So if you actually ran the numbers, I'd say Germany's funding probably more to the Russians and their military effort than they are to NATO. That's quite insane and something we should not accept.
Well, you know what's so interesting is Donald Trump is finally putting his foot down on a lot of things that prior presidents have, oh, yeah, we ought to do something about this. Okay, will you guys pay more into NATO, please? And nothing happens. Trump right. gets tough with him, and everybody beats the bejesus out of Trump for finally yeah. trying to get something done.
Well, Rick, we've talked about this for the last 18 months. They aren't afraid of the man making promises and breaking them. They're afraid that every promise he made he's going to keep, and this is one of them. So, yeah.
All right, let's turn to Helsinki and yeah. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And everybody is in a tizzy because Donald Trump didn't confront Putin on the world stage. It's amazing how CNN, MSNBC, mainstream media for the most part, and every Democrat forgot what President Obama said when he was asked about this, when he was our president.
It's not like Putin's going around the world publicly saying, look what we did. Wasn't that clever? He denies it. So the idea that somehow public shaming is going to be effective, I think, doesn't read the thought process in Russia very well.
Hello?
Yeah.
People forgot that one, didn't they?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I don't know how to make it any clearer, the contrast here, when you have a man like Obama saying exactly, the public shaming thing ain't going to work with a leader like Putin. Period. It's just the way it is. So when Trump comes together with him, and I'm one of those that believes that there was some level of deal put on the table by Putin. And for goodness sake, if you come out of the room with a man who says, look, Mr. Trump, we've had our differences, but, you know, there may be a framework for us to work together. Let's talk more about it. The last thing you want to do is put your finger in a guy's face publicly. So it's just to me mind-boggling that you have people who are now Obama acolytes and Hillary acolytes vigorously attacking the man for doing essentially what he needs to do to keep the negotiations going and keep us out of war. I mean, it's mind-boggling that you have such a committed media to simply being critical because they can't. I mean, it's really that bad.
Okay. Now, you are a CIA-trained intel operative. You had 30 years' experience in the military, and you are one of the nation's foremost national security analysts. Are you troubled by anything out of Helsinki? Have you lost any confidence in our president after all of this?
No, I actually watched the whole thing with an open mind. It's like, you know, I'm sure if things went bad, if there was nothing on the table that could be dealt with, I'm sure we would have seen a very vigorously in-your-face President Trump. He doesn't hold back. But reading the man, reading what happened, I tend to believe that, and by the way, Rick, that's why I think we're having a follow-up meeting being planned for Putin to come visit. Because, you know, look, during this Cold War with Gorbachev, we started having a series of meetings which actually resulted in progress. Imagine that.
Huh.
So I think both people, you know, President Trump and in this case Putin, I think may have a framework they want to work on and get done pretty quickly. There's a lot of things going on we could cooperate on, a lot of things we disagree on. But the bottom line is we both have very large nuclear arsenals. We still have very large agreements, START treaties. Both countries still produce and have nuclear weapons. The last thing we want to do is go back to a war like Tom Steyer proposed, that we have a nuclear exchange just to prove, that President Trump needs to be removed from office.
Okay, it's all about the money, and we know that Putin and the Russian government, that's one of their primary concerns is the money. The economy, not the greatest in Russia, is part of the bargaining here that Donald Trump puts forward, the notion that we can make you more economically successful. Obviously, if the sanctions are lifted, that's going to help. But is there an incentive there that could actually bring Putin somewhat under control?
Oh, absolutely. And even, Hillary Clinton said as much when she was Secretary of State, that it is in our interest as America to make sure that Russia is economically prosperous so they don't trouble people. Yes, and, I mean, that's
and that
where
clip,
we want to go.
That clip you that clip you reference is actually on Trump's website. He's got the video clip there.
So, yeah, so there's no doubt that that's where we want to go with this. I mean, people who are economically, you know, sound and working, they're less apt to want to go invade their neighbors. So I think it's much better for us to work and give him options, that is Putin, than be completely antagonistic and do nothing to try to forward the dialogue. So I think that's why they're actually now planning a follow-up trip and not in the not-too-distant future for Putin to come visit Washington.
All right, we're at 7:46. It's a Saturday morning update. We're going to take a break, check out the traffic and weather. Then I want to continue the conversation with Tony Schaefer. We're going to talk about North Korea, the latest there. Lisa Page on Capitol Hill behind closed doors. What's next with the Page-Strzok investigation and, of course, the Hillary Clinton email and the origins of the Russiagate investigation. That's all coming up. But first off, James, what's going on in the traffic center?
Yeah, Rick, we're getting a report of some debris in the road. Not sure what it is. We're checking now to see. But on the southbound lanes of 95, right at Maryland 212, you run into that right when you come up to exit 29. It's in the center of the road. We'll get an update on that next time we speak here. On one southbound, right before Crane's Corner Road, all of the lanes have opened back up, but we're still seeing a little bit of a delay from an earlier water main break. And that's a construction zone out on 395 southbound at King Street with just one left lane getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, it's miserable. Rain today, high 73. PM thunderstorms tomorrow, high 83. Thunderstorms Monday, high 80. Thunderstorms Tuesday, high 81. Scattered thunderstorms Wednesday, high 81. 71 right now, only going up to 73 this afternoon. 7:47, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and everybody's up in arms that the North Korea process hasn't moved along any faster, and the satellite images that supposedly show that North Korea is still working on some of their nuclear sites. What is the very latest in terms of our progress, if any?
Yeah, there's a detailed effort behind the scenes. And people aren't going to be able to see everything that's going on. I mean, you know, when we started working to dismantle the Soviet Union and things were in place regarding agreements, everybody didn't see an update every day as we were dismantling whole, you know, elements of nuclear weapons. Remember, Rick, that during the whole issues with Russia, we had a whole class of nuclear weapons called the Intermediate Range Nuclear Missile Force removed. So nobody observed that, so it's just a matter now of essentially trying to find a path to quietly de-escalate the military tension of the North. I mean, we've spoken before about the fact that this country, the North Koreans and their population, have been basically told we are the great evil. And think about that. All of a sudden, you know, your leader comes out and says, "Oh, these people are our friends." That's a tough nut to crack. So you've really got to kind of ease them into it, especially the military who has a vote. So I think there's a matter of both sides trying to do what we call de-escalation ladders moving forward. So, and I'm going to observe a lot of that, but I know for a fact that this is what's going on, and it's going to take some time walking down. I'm still going on record thinking I still believe that we're going to see the formal end of the Korean War before the end of the year.
All right. You know, I don't think people realize the mental attitude of probably North Korean military leaders, but especially Kim Jong-un, who have been conditioned to think that the United States wants to annihilate them or take them over. This is five decades worth. And I was down in Havana for the Pope's visit about 5 or 6 years ago. I went into their press center. The walls are lined with propaganda posters.
Yeah,
and the message in those propaganda posters is that the United States is going to attack and take Cuba. Now, it's a propaganda poster. I know that. But the point is, if you condition your government entities and your military people and everybody in the government, and you condition your citizens through 50, 60 years of propaganda, which they did in Cuba and they've done in North Korea, it's going to take more than a couple of weeks to convince people maybe we're not out to bury them.
That's right. The North Koreans act a lot like the Democrats, don't they? That's a joke.
I got it. No, it's just mind-boggling the criticism that is thrown at this president day in and day out. You know, CNN took 2 days to worry about whether it was wood or wouldn't, and that's all we heard for 2 days. Was it wood, or did he mean wouldn't? And then when he said wouldn't, they wouldn't take that, okay?
Right.
Unbelievable. It just continues. All right, I want to turn to congressional testimony, Lisa Page, behind closed doors. What we have heard is her testimony was credible, and she was cooperative. And, of course, Lisa Page, the attorney who entangled with Peter Strzok in those anti-Trump texts, and she said that, I guess what I had understood in one of the reports is she said the texts meant what they meant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, turn the page. Times are changing. And, boy, you don't see the Democrats screaming for the transcript of her testimony to be released, do you? That says volume.
Good point. Touche.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, I don't see anybody out there screaming that, oh, my goodness, we got to get it out there. So that tells me a lot. And my sources are telling me, yeah, look, she's Peter Strzok's worst nightmare. I think Peter's going to have some splaining to do to FBI investigators or whoever takes over the OPR investigation of his wrongdoing. And everything indicates that he not only lied under oath, he had purposely, essentially diverted and tried to change meanings of things, which is, last time I checked, a federal crime. So he's not in good shape. And I'm one of those behind the scenes talking to folks and trying to advise them how to move forward on this. And, you know, DOJ and FBI would typically be the organization which investigate this. I just don't know, Rick, if they can be trusted. You need to look at the Marshal Service or some third organization to come out and do it. There's other organizations which have parallel authority, but this is as bad as it gets regarding deception. And if people didn't see Strzok for what he is, you know, I think there's something really wrong. But the media should be focused on his lies and his deception, not on what the President Trump is trying to do to bring peace to between us and the Russians.
Now, if it turns out that it is proven that somewhere along the line he lied to the inspector general at the FBI,
yeah,
or he lied to somebody,
yeah,
at the FBI.
Yeah.
Does anybody prosecute that? Who would prosecute it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Flynn.
Well, DOJ.
You got Flynn
DOJ
in hot water for lying to the FBI. You got Papadopoulos for lying at the FBI. But what about Strzok, if he lied to the FBI? I'm not saying he did, but if he did.
Yeah, I'm saying he did, and the FBI would have to investigate, and that's been one of the challenges. I've spoken to a number of members and staff on the Hill on this, Rick, and we are, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that we just don't believe you're going to have adequate government investigation if the FBI pulls its punches here. So this is a real concern. So I think the reason you've seen a pause in the whole Strzok thing after the Page testimony is, okay, how do we do this? If Peter Strzok is listening, Peter, man, I'd be, you know, keeping clothes on all the time just in case people with guns and a warrant show up at your door. I don't think you want to be walking around in your underwear. Just saying.
All right, real quick. I know you are this weekend. You're doing a keynote address and you're working on, and this is an interesting topic: intelligence-led policing.
Right.
Tell us about what that means, because it's something we're going to be hearing more about, and you're keynoting at the conference.
Yeah, I'm at the FBI National Academy Association event up here in Quebec City. Boy, it's a great place. I was walking around last night and smoking a cigar, and it's just a beautiful city. And by the way, it's hotter here with no storms than down there where you're at. And I'm going to be talking about the future of policing and what it should look like. And look, I'm not a police officer. Don't be taking things wrong. But I think there's elements of intelligence and intelligence operations that could be used by law enforcement and Homeland Security to enhance their ability to respond to protect citizens. So I'll be talking a little bit about that this weekend.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. And we would encourage you to check out Tony's article at the Daily Caller. And the headline on it came out earlier in the week on Wednesday. President Trump is getting NATO countries to pay their fair share. It is a good read. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Take care.
You betcha. It is 7:55 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Have you been considering downsizing lately? This is Mary Walter, and for many, including myself, the idea of preparing a home for sale is just so overwhelming, many just put it off. That was the situation for Alan and Patty. They put off selling their home because the idea of consolidating a lifetime of accumulated stuff was just too stressful. Well, that changed when they met Kerry Schull. The Kerry Schull team put Alan and Patty in touch with a company that specializes in helping homeowners downsize. Kerry and her team further eased the hassle of having Alan and Patty prepare their home by selling it off-market for $700,000. Kerry Schull is so confident in her system for selling homes that she guarantees it. If she can't sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, she'll buy it. Kerry can even give you an instant cash offer on your home. So take my advice and call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Kerry Schull at 703-952-SOLD or go online to kerryschull.com. That's KerriSchull.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Listen closely to the following sounds. Do you hear, A, the sound of a truck backing up? B, the sound of a truck backing into your car? C, the sound of a cement truck backing up to pour the foundation for your new garage. If you answered C, congratulations. You're the kind of dreamer who uses Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union. Whether it's for remodeling your home, a vacation, or starting your own business, Commonwealth One has the one perfect loan with super low financing that fits your needs. Plus, you get free checking, fee-free ATMs, and $100 cash when you get direct deposit. So why choose Commonwealth One? Because we've got the money you dream of. Go to cofcu.org/dream. That's cofcu.org/dream for Commonwealth One's lifestyle loan. Subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. For loan terms, qualifications, and complete details, visit cofcu.org/dream.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm going to wrap it up on the Saturday Morning Update. But before we go, interesting opinion piece. Michael Mukasey wrote this, and it's in the Wall Street Journal. Of course, he's a former attorney general. It says, quote, in the headline, Russian meddling in election meant as a warning to Clinton. Huh? That's right. Michael Mukasey is in the Wall Street Journal, and he says that he thought that it's a possible sign that the Russians were sending a warning to Clinton that Russia could have information from her hacked personal email server. Now, when you think about it, everybody figured that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. So if Russia is trying to send a warning, If they thought Hillary was going to win, it may very well have been intended for Hillary Clinton. And it's a lengthy opinion piece, and it's a very interesting read. And again, it's the Wall Street Journal, written by the former Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Headline on it, Russian meddling in election, meant as warning to Clinton. That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense is next. Thank you for joining us.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.